Hello and thank you for listening to the Prestige Property Group podcast. With each podcast, we will be interviewing one of our expert property professionals about market conditions and advice for property buyers in their specialist locality. This week, Roger Willoughby, PPG's Director of French Sales, speaks to Han Huygen, who is in charge of Prestige Property Group sales in Saint-Maxime and its surrounding areas. Roger's first question was, what kind of properties are people generally looking for right now?
Saint-Maxime is a small town where there are not a lot of apartments. In the centre of town, there are apartments, and most of it around it is villa.
Yeah.
And this is simply because of building regulations. You can only have villas in certain areas and apartments in locally near to the centre of town.
Right, okay. So there's a distinct difference between the two types of purchaser, centre of town, villa, apartments, and then obviously
exactly.
On the outside, yeah. And what sort of buyers do you see? I mean, presumably like the rest of the countries, it's fairly cosmopolitan. You get buyers from all over the world.
It's very international. But you cannot say that one country sticks out of it. It's depending on the economic logics.
Mm-hmm.
When in a certain country economics is good, then we have a lot of people from that country.
Yeah.
So it's fluctuating.
Right, so it's just variable, but there are people from all over the world.
All over the world, but not from China, obviously, that's too far, but let's say mainly Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Also Eastern Europe, mainly Europe in the wide sense. Few U.S., that's relatively few. That's more, if they buy, that's more in the Cannes and Nice areas, not in our area.
I understand. And are people looking for second homes or holiday homes or...?
Phenomenon which started actually at about the year 2000 with the low-cost airlines made that people that work even in the London area, for example, buy here and in the week during the week they live in London and in the weekend they fly down here.
Yeah.
So there is second home is a very important customer base, but also the younger class who's buying a house in the south, and then they frequently fly back and forth.
Right. And what about people that purchase for investment? Do you get a lot of that when people purchase a property and may use it for a few weeks themselves and rent it out the rest of the summer?
Well, traditionally, there are some statistics from the French Riviera that the turnover of a house is 4 years.
Right.
In general.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there are four reasons. This is bankruptcy, divorce, and investment, and then the fourth is miscellaneous.
Right.
So there is a high turnover because obviously, okay, they buy and then something happens in the family or they have other plans and it can happen that they sell rather quickly. But then on the other hand, you also have the opposite of the people that buy and then they keep it for 10, 15 years. So, but in general, the turnover is higher than normal.
Right. Well, what's interesting, Hans? I mean, what is the sort of normal turnover for France? For instance, in the UK, it's always quoted as between 5 and 7 years.
Well, that's pretty similar, between 5 and 7 years. But in the south of France, it's about 4.
That's interesting. And then what is the rental season? If people were to rent their property out, what sort of season should they expect?
But obviously, the high season, which is July, August, is full all the time.
Yeah.
The lower seasons like winter between Christmas and New Year, it's very heavily booked as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the spring and the autumn. It was very interesting. That it depends on the weather. If the weather starts early, then you have rental income really from March, early March, till the end of October, let's say. And then the slow months are November, December, and January, February.
So it's a much longer shoulder season, if you like, than in many other parts of France, but probably principally because the climate is so much more pleasant.
The climate is more pleasant, but people have more free time. Again, what I just said about the low costs flying companies,
mm-hmm.
it's not a problem. problem anymore to buy a ticket for 4 days at a very low cost. And then you fly over in the low season, which has given the area a much broader public on a longer period in time. It's not just July-August tourist season. Yeah. No, there is a very long early season and then a rather long after season.
And which airport do most people use? Presumably Nice, or do they use Marseille?
Nice, obviously, is the best because it's only 50 minutes away from here, but you have also Marseille and Toulon. But Nice is the most convenient because it's in driving time it's 50 minutes.
Right, I understand.
And then you have a very much international flights on Nice. It's a very international airport. So.
It's the second airport of France, isn't it?
It's the second, yes.
Mm. Are the parts of in your area or in the hills around Saint-Maxime that are the most popular with foreign buyers? Are there any domains that we would hear or that sort of thing?
I cannot really. But some people have some spoken requests because maybe they want to be at the golf course, near the golf course.
Yeah. So
that could be of interest to somebody. But most of the time, it's still. It's wide, but it's not wide. It's people that come here, they want to come to the Mediterranean, they come to Saint-Maxime because it's a very cozy town. It's on 10 minutes with the ferry from Saint-Tropez. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take the car, you can just take the ferry. Every 15 minutes there is a ferry, and you're in the heart of Saint-Tropez. So you have a lot of reasons to buy here. But to say that it's a certain area of Saint-Maxime, well, it's really individual to the customers. The most important thing is that if they like the house or the villa they're going to buy, and then the rest is secondary. What one can say is the relative distance to the beach and the center of town needs to be not too far away.
Seems to be a key thing, right?
Key thing. The rest is sort of really individual.
I understand. And when people are searching for their properties, if the properties need refurbishment or redecoration, is that something that you help the clients with?
Obviously. We can put them in contact with all the different types of renovation companies, like painters, builders, electricians, plumbers. It depends, or a whole complete service. There are companies who do everything. It also depends on the language. We have can put people in contact with English speaking or other languages. So we do the service. We put them in contact with reliable persons. That's a very important thing.
That's good. And then,
but we are not an architect. We put them into contact, but make sure that everything starts okay. But then, obviously, it's up to the customer to ask what he wants.
Agreed, and work with the professionals that you put them in touch with.
Exactly.
And then, on a similar line, I would imagine for the larger properties this is an irrelevant question, but, I mean, do you handle introductions to banks and financial advisors if people need top-up mortgages?
Yes, of course. We have also quite a number of good contacts with certain banks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, depending on the language, if it's English-based or Dutch or whatever, we can guide people to certain banks that they can understand the contracts that they are signing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important thing that we introduce them also with the insurance company, because everybody needs an insurance.
Yeah.
The service we give is rather complete in the sense that we also do the water company, the electricity handing over. We do all this for the customer that when they go into the house, everything's done.
That's good.
Same thing with the alarm companies. Some customers want alarm installations which they can view on internet, their house with cameras.
Yeah.
We can put them in contact with the necessary and competitive people.
Excellent. And you talked a little bit about the sales process there. I'm assuming that it's the same sales process that we have throughout France. And after someone has made an offer and
in the negotiation of procedures, you'd be looking about a 10% or a 5% deposit. What would be the norm?
The normal deposit is about 10%.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's 5, but normally it's 10%. That's what's common use. Mm-hmm. And then the sales process is same as everywhere in France. It takes about, the minimum period is 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But normally it takes 3 months.
And do you use a notary who helps translate, or do you help translate the compromis de vente?
We do compromis de vente in English.
Mm-hmm.
We have languages in French, obviously, and in English.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do it in other languages, but we help in translation.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And the notary, do you accompany? I mean, one of the questions a lot of people always ask me is, do they have to come back for the final signing?
Not at all. It's not important. They can sign the... it depends how do you want to do it, because there are different aspects with signing the final deed. You can sign a power of attorney.
Yeah.
And that can be sent by email or by post. That's not important. It's easy, doable.
Mm-hmm.
But we also give advice, legal advice, with respect of heritage rights. And sometimes there might be... It might be interesting to do some other stuff with the notary, but you don't have to be present. It can be done on business.
That's interesting. That's good. Do you come across scenarios where properties are owned by companies and it's an exchange of shares?
It happens. I actually just did one deal in this sense, but it's rather unusual.
Right.
Because this is not really... one would suspect with shares, then you're talking about commercial property mostly.
Right.
This is here... We're still talking about residential area and villas that people are going to use for their own purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen, but it's not really very frequently.
Okay, but it's something that you can handle and organize if necessary.
But it's not a problem. It's, in essence, it's the same thing as a normal deed, but it's a little bit more complicated because obviously you need bookkeeping and stuff that needs to go to the notary's office. But it's not as common as the normal procedures. Given the fact that what we sell here in this area is not commercial property, it's really property that people used to live in. Okay, they can rent it out, but it's not. If you rent it out, that's you're going to put it immediately into a company.
And then, quite often, when clients are on our website and also on your website, they ask me whether there's any other properties available. I mean, are there other properties that you're not allowed to show on the website because of privacy or security?
Yes.
So the client should always give a detailed brief so that you can then suggest further properties.
Yes, definitely. It's very important that we need to talk to the customer first, that we know what they really want, because it's depending on so many factors. But anyway, we are not allowed for some sellers to put it publicly on the market, so it's confidential.
Yeah.
Could be because they're pretty well known and that they don't want to know that everybody he's selling his villa. So for famous people, sometimes it's, we have to work very discreetly.
Of course. That's only correct. So, so tell me, Hans, someone once said to me that the south of France was the Beverly Hills of Europe. Is that correct?
Well, that's actually very true because... when you look at to the map of Europe, and we are here in the south of Europe, near to the Mediterranean, this means that people are the whole through of Europe want or have definitely an interest in buying something at the Mediterranean because of different reasons, because of the sunshine, the sea, and other stuff. This means then when you buy a property on the south of France, in any case, it's going to be a good investment in the future, even in low market condition or high market condition. Statistics have proven that buying property in the south of France and in Paris are the best values in time.
Yeah.
They are most resistant in time. There will be hiccups, like always, but given the fact that it's a wanted area, people are always going to come down to here buying property.
Because not only have you got a very strong French market, you've got a very strong international market as well.
Well, that's mostly the reason. It's so international, like I already said. If economy goes bad in one country, it probably goes better in another country.
Yeah, yeah.
So the buyers will switch then from the country where its economics is lower to economics where it's better. So we definitely see, we in the selling process, that people come where economics are good. So when you look at over time, there is always some country where it goes good.
Yeah.
So there will always be bias.
Mm-hmm.
And this is giving the south of France, the states of the Beverly Hills of Europe, because there is a very strong capital protection in the house or the apartment that you bought.
I mean, that's true, Hans. I mean, I remember seeing an article, I think it was just a couple of weeks ago, which was talking about the capital returns in France last year. And the two areas of France that were still in a very good shape was Paris and the French Riviera. So it's very true to say that the values hold strong.
Yeah, but this remark goes on for decades.
Mm.
It was 10 years the same. It will be in 10 years. And it was 20 years ago it was the same. So it is a definition that the south of France and Paris are the best investment areas, property-wise and in value-wise. That's maybe also the reason why it's a little bit more expensive, but you're still protected in your money, value.
And also, we've talked 5 minutes ago, we talked about the season and the rental season, and because you have a longer rental season, obviously that helps to keep the yield higher.
Exactly, because it's very true, 10, 15 years ago, the before and after season were very, very calm. But people become more and more mobile, so they travel a lot more. So this has given a very big boost in the early season and the after season. So the season has really, really become very much longer. Instead of having 4 months, it's now really 7 to 8 months.
Thank you again for tuning into the Prestige Property Group podcast. All our properties are available at www.prestigeproperty.com.co.uk